Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it's the morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Dave and Logan along with you. Elton John turned 73 today. So we've been going a little heavy on the Elton John music today.
I'm guessing, Dave, wherever Elton John is quarantined, there will still be a party today.
That's true.
There's got to be. It's Elton's 73rd birthday,
absolutely,
for crying out loud.
Absolutely. Well, the big story, I guess, in the sports world, the delay, if you will, of the Olympics from this year until next year, finally making it official yesterday, and we talked with Georgia swim coach Jack Bowerly earlier, and our next guest is a great friend of the show, been in the studio before with us. In fact, Logan and I can tell you that our next guest was going to be in the studio with us, I guess, last week or the week before last. And unfortunately, due to everything that's gone on, we had to kind of change things up since we're basically the only ones allowed in the building. But does not stop us from having the great Don Babbitt on, Georgia's associate head coach and also legendary and longtime throws coach. Don, great to hear from you again. And one day, we look forward to having you come back in the studio, but how have you been?
I've been good. You know, been creative at home here. Getting things done around the house and those type of things. So,
I guess that's the world we live in right now. Well, it wasn't a surprise yesterday, but what are your thoughts on what's going on in the international world with sports like yourself that you deal in? And I know it's not that these Olympic athletes are not going to have an Olympics, but what about the ones that are on kind of the end of their career? Maybe their window's not as open as some of the others. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty much out of our hands, of course. You know, just looking around on social media and those type of things at different people's reactions to the Olympics being, you know, probably moved to 2021, there are some people that, were really making a last, this is going to be the last hurrah in 2020. Now they've got to maybe extend it one more year. And when, you know, obviously something like track and field is a very physical sport. So, those skills and abilities can diminish with time. So, you know, there's the potential where you might just kind of go out of your performance window without moving it an extra year. And that's really a shame. But then again, you just can't plan for these things.
And even like a young guy, like I know he's not at Georgia anymore, but like a Dominic Cominiccia, he's got to wait another year. And maybe, I mean, and not just your sport, but all sports, if somebody's out, that means somebody might be in next year that wouldn't have been in this year. I mean, that one year could make a difference.
Yeah. I think, like for example, in Denzel's case, he's an interesting case because he does a lot of different events, but now that he's done with college, he's kind of focusing on one event, and it actually wasn't really his primary event. He's switching events to the hammer throw, which he was very good at, but in some ways you can look at this and say this gives him enough of a year to learn the event even more and get even better. Although, you know, it'd be nice to take care of business right away. But, it kind of swings both ways in that regard.
Don Logan has been in Athens since 1996. Is that right, Don? Is it 96?
Yeah, fall of 96.
Yeah, so you've lived almost, not trying to give your age away, but you've lived in Athens almost half your life, or about half your life.
It's 30 to 24, so it's getting close.
So for a West Coast guy like yourself, did you ever think you'd be in Georgia for half your life?
you know, when I came here, I just didn't know, you know. You know, obviously at this point right now, it's with the expenses and everything, it's pretty hard to go back to California, and it's pretty crowded out there too. So, you know, me and my family are extremely happy here. So, you know, there's no regrets or thoughts about leaving or even going back in the past anyway. But, yeah, just, you know, life presents itself to you. So I never really thought that far ahead.
Well, we're certainly thankful for you. By the way, 53 throwers who have competed at either the Olympics or the World Championships, 21 medals in international competition, 20 titles at the USA Championships, and that's not even talking about what your guys have done at NCAAs, whether it's been individual titles or team titles, and it's also not counting throwers that have basically either moved to Athens or stayed in Athens so that you could coach them as well. So, I mean, I know for those guys too, I know this is a really tough moment as well.
Yeah, well, it's you know, with the track community, obviously our seasons on hold, the professional season outdoors really begins right about now, you know, as was the NCAA in high school seasons. Yeah, they begin in March. So right now everybody's kind of in a holding pattern waiting to see what's going to be available in terms of the season. You know, will it be cut in half? Will it be pushed later on in the year? Will we even have one? You know, we're just not sure. And, you know, everybody's we've been training hard. And, you know, when you have a very regimented life where you're used to doing certain things in a certain day and progressing forward and hitting certain goals each day and each week, all of a sudden have that stop and they're kind of in limbo, just mentally, it's just very disruptive. You know, you just don't know what to do with yourself.
Don Babbitt, associate head coach and also the throws coach at the University of Georgia. Coach, Logan actually had an interesting question during the break that I didn't know the answer to, and Logan can ask it to you because it was a weird day. And Logan, ask Coach what you were asking me, because it was something that looked like it was going to be a horrible thing, and it turned out not to be. But I don't even know if we've had a chance to ask you about this.
Yeah, I guess it was 10 months ago when Elijah Godwin was essentially impaled by a javelin on the track there. I was wondering if you had anything to do with, or were you there when that happened? And if you don't mind, is there any update on Elijah and how he's doing today?
Well, it happened about 10 months ago. I was there. Mm-hmm. Although I didn't see it happen, I didn't see it till after it had happened.
Right.
And obviously that was just shocking is probably the best word I could say, trying to figure out exactly what had happened at that time. You know, he was very well taken care of, made a great recovery. He ran actually, I think Track and Field News, which is kind of our Sports Illustrated for the sport, did an article on him and what he's doing right now in terms of performance about 2 weeks ago. It was right before the indoor championships, and he broke 46 seconds in the 400 meters indoors, which is that's a very good time. And in qualified for nationals, and the guy, if he runs that nationals, he's going to score some points for us. So he's running better than ever now, so he's really made a complete recovery, which is great to see, because obviously that would not be physically traumatic, but it can be mentally traumatic as well. So he's done a good job of coming back stronger than ever.
That's a crazy story. You know, like when we're at baseball games and we're watching teams taking batting practice, and you know, you got guys in the outfield that are throwing the ball and not paying attention as much, and you'll every now and then see a guy get hit and or in the leg or something, or you know, you'll see a ball whiz by their head, that kind of thing. But how do y'all make sure everyone's safe when you're doing something like that, when there is a, you know, a javelin in the air and that kind of thing?
You know, well, there's a few things you got to do. Obviously, you got to make sure your safety equipment, your cages are in a good place. You know, as a coach, I'm out there kind of coaching and directing, but I'm also kind of like the policeman or the crossing guard, kind of always paying attention.
Yeah.
To what's going on, and you know, what we really have to watch out for is if somebody kind of wanders into the landing area unexpectedly. That's usually how accidents happen in the throwing event. So I've been doing this a long time, so I kind of know, I'm very attuned to, you know, looking at different people and seeing how they're walking and stuff and making sure they don't make a right turn into the area that they should be. Also, the throwers themselves are very well educated and conditioned. You know, when they go, before they do a throw, they go out and survey the area, and in something like a longer throw, like the hammer throw or something like that, they'll do a whistle or some type of signal saying, hey, I'm about to throw. So, and we always make sure that the people that are out there retrieving the implements kind of acknowledge us and, like, raise their hand or look back and show that they're paying attention. And so so we have some good habits ingrained
yeah.
in that way.
Well, it's obviously a freak thing, and it's great that everything turned out okay for Elijah, for sure. Hey, how are the World Championships going to be affected next year with the Olympics? Do they just call those off, or what? How do you do that?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, there is a World Indoor Championships this year to be hosted in China this past weekend. And back in January, I believe, they postponed it till next year. So the World Indoor Championships are postponed until this time next year. And then there's been talk about maybe moving the World Championships. This is just talk.
Right.
Decisions have been made of moving them to 2022. And so if you were to leave them, you know, kind of where they were, you'd have your two major championships, you know, back-to-back, probably almost in the same month. So that's just an impossibility, really. So my guess is they'll probably move them to 2022. But with all this reshuffling, all of a sudden 2021 and 2022 especially get really, really busy with major championships. So it's going to be really interesting to kind of see what happens, you know, with all this.
Yeah.
And with the World Championships, they have a huge influence on the, you know, on people's rankings, which have an influence on what type of support they get, either from the government or from the shoe companies or whatever. So, you know, this is the livelihood of most track and field athletes. So this is, we're just kind of sitting back and waiting to see how it's all going to pan out and what the future schedule is going to be. So it's really uncertain times in many, many ways.
Don, what are the new Oregon digs looking like?
You know, I haven't seen that much. You know, I've seen a few things, a few pictures online and things like that. It looks pretty nice.
For $200 million, it better be, right?
No, it looks pretty good, I have to say, from what I've seen. I'm just really curious, and I don't know if you've seen where the stadium, you know, the old stadium is in Oregon. You know, it's the law school is right across the street, for example. The dorms are on one side, residential houses are on the other side. I'm curious to see how it fits into that plot, because it sure looks like a footprint of a 30,000-seat stadium where a 15,000-seat stadium used to be. I'm curious to see how it fits in there, because it's a pretty tight area. It's almost as tight as where our track is in that neighborhood/area. So,
wow, and they're adding 20,000 more seats. I'm definitely curious to see. Now, I know the NCAA outdoors were supposed to be in Austin again this year. Was next year it was going to open for NCAAs in Oregon?
I think, you know what? I hadn't thought that far ahead.
Tunnel vision. Yes.
Is Texas going to lose their spot this year, or does everything get postponed an extra year until next year, and then it goes forward? Like, I'm not sure how that's going to go. Like, for example, you know, Texas A&M was supposed to host outdoor conference this year. They have a brand new stadium. So I'm assuming next year they'll host. They'll just kind of push everything up an extra year. But, in some of those cases, I honestly haven't thought that far ahead. I'm just kind of wondering when the next meet's going to be.
Yeah. You know. No, I hear you. I hear you. By the way, I want to ask you one more thing before we let you go, and we'll definitely be chatting with you again. Don Babbitt, the associate head coach, Georgia track and field, and also throws coach, and your UCLA Bruins. Let's just pretend we're going to play a regular season this year, everything being what it is. How are the Bruins going to do this fall?
You know, it's interesting times over in Westwood there.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they're going to do well. You know, I was looking at the scary thing, I think, for the future with them. I was watching ESPN a few weeks ago, and they're having the recruiting rankings for the conference. And then I'm there scrolling down. I think Oregon was number one and Washington was number two. And then UCLA was number seven. And I'm like, that's not good. But then USC was number 10 in recruiting. I'm like, okay, well, at least we're in USC. Okay. No. So, and I have to say, I learned something about myself last year. When UCLA went 3-9, but beat USC at the end of the year, as an alum, I think I'm happier with UCLA going 3-9 and beating USC than going 9-3 and losing to USC. So
I hear you. It let you find out a little bit about yourself, but you don't want to find that out again. That's the thing. You don't want to do another 3-9 and beat them again.
I'm just hoping, you know, if they could be above 500, we'll call it a moral victory and take it and move on. So.
There you go. Well, I guess Coach Kelly, he's got a little something that he needs to do. But right now, I know all that stuff's just, we don't know what's going on with it. And that's the crazy thing at this point. But Don, man, we really appreciate you taking some time. And once things get back to normal, we'll get you back in the studio like we have before, too. And look forward to chatting with you some more.
Yeah, sure. No, I always love coming by, and looking forward to it, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Don.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Coach John Babbitt, Associate Head Coach, Georgia Track and Field, throws coach extraordinaire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.